Walkers? What caused that? It went from Walkers to what? What happened after it was Walkers?
A ski shop.
So and I think that's what that ISIS or whatever was there. What was there before?
The sock place was in there.
Col de l'Isard was there when we moved to town.
Yeah.
But they moved. Walkers built Max.
A new store.
Max Market. That's what they built, a new store where they would have better parking.
And did that, was it called Walkers when they first built it?
IGA. The what? IGA. You know what that IGA is?
I do know what IGA is. So that Max, when Walkers shut down here and moved down and built the new building where Max is, it was called IGA?
Yeah.
But isn't that a chain?
He was an IGA up here, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He just got bigger.
I see.
Yeah. I guess he heard that the supermarket was coming, wasn't it?
Maybe they were already up here.
Yeah.
And they were going to advertise in the Store Reporter, the supermarket, or the supermarket was going on. He told them
it was an IGA.
He would never advertise with them if they, with the Store Reporter, if they put ads in.
For Shaw's.
Supermarket.
And so did they not put ads in?
I don't know.
The IGA? They must have. Do you remember it as the IGA?
I only remember it as Max.
Yeah, you've heard of the IGA.
I've heard of it in other places.
It was a Grand Union up here.
That's when the Shaw's.
That was an IGA down there.
The IGA was where the Max is,
Grand
and
Union.
Grand Union is where Shaw's is.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Okay, so they moved, and then what happened to these other?
Well, their son, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Took over
the market, but I guess his heart wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Max bought it from Jimmy.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And then Shaw stayed in business, but just changed maybe what they were. Maybe their merchandise changed a little bit.
Shaw's store down here.
Right,
they gave up groceries many years ago, and they gave up ski equipment, and they just went to clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shoes.
They used to rent skis.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible thing. People were flocking in the morning, and you had to fit them to boots, fit them to skis and poles, and then they take off. And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they all came back to turn in their skis and their poles, and they had to keep track of it and who had paid and who hadn't paid. And oh God, their whole cellar was ski rentals.
And how about the place that you said was right across the street that was in the now that where the Carl where the Carlson Building is today?
That was the Miles McMahon.
And what happened to that business?
That was a long, long time ago they left.
Just business faded away, and they just shut it up.
Mm-hmm. But then they had a restaurant in there.
Yeah, they rented it. That's right.
Left-hand side of the building.
Rented out the space for a restaurant, yeah.